Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, the Racers Roundtable. Racers, race fans, race officials all get together and talk about local racing. Just want to put a quick disclaimer out there that all opinions are of each individual here and our call-in guests and guests are opinions of their own and not necessarily those of On Wheels Now, OnWheelsNow.com, or the parent all-star radio.
Uh-oh.
With that said,
I'm
your host, Michael, and
who contacted you and who's suing our ass?
We're trying to prevent that. So with that said, tonight's host, the one, the only, Mr. J.J. Nunn. How you doing?
Good evening.
I'm doing great.
You got like
now you got me freaking worried. Do I need to contact my lawyer?
Looks like you're making paper mache over there. What do you got going on? Paper spread out everywhere.
Yep.
Just a little bit of everything. That's all. Just a little bit, yeah. I'm cleaning up the cluster over there.
A little cluster cleanup.
Yeah. That's all.
Doing good.
A little late for spring
doing
cleaning.
Doing good. Who's cool. suing our ass?
Hey, nobody yet. We're trying to prevent that. So, and of course, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary White. How you doing tonight?
Doing.
Cool. Hey, we're always in defense mode, right? That's how we have to live. Sometimes in the defense mode.
Defense? Or are we crossing over to run and hide?
Nope. We're all good. So. What's that look on your face, Gary? No comment, so I don't know if that's good or bad. And, of course, myself.
Do I have to start looking in my rearview mirror?
Defense mode.
No. Huh? Hey, I
know somebody that's always on the defense every time you ask him a question.
Who's that?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Uh-oh. That's defensive.
I don't know. You got me baffled here.
No, there's nothing
you
to
guys
baffled about.
Us into, get me into something I don't know about again?
No.
Looking in my, I got to go home and look in the mirror?
No.
Get a duck?
Hey, we're all good. So.
You sure?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Who contacted you?
Nobody contacted anybody. Just want to throw it out there. Every once in a while, we need put that out there and let people know that opinions are opinions. We're not trying to piss anybody off and vice versa.
Okay, that's it. Who do we tick off? we tick somebody off.
Nobody. Hey, great show last week. I seem to miss all the good shows, by the way. Every time I'm gone, it seems like a great show. Mark Allison, of course, last week's guest. Want to thank him for stepping up
definitely.
Last minute. And, of course,
thanks,
Gary for setting that up. You know, you always forget about Mr. Gary White here for stepping things up and making shit happen. Excuse me. Beep.
Beep.
Disclaimer.
It's a family show.
So.
Speaking of that.
Okay.
At the wonderful, loving Pahrump Valley Speedway, in 2 weeks, is the Sam Stringer Memorial Race.
Hold on. Oh, in 2 weeks. Not this weekend.
Not this weekend coming up. The 19th.
Were you guys normally supposed to race this weekend?
No. This weekend, yes, the 5th we race.
Oh, you do race this
We're past that now. Where have you been? We're already going to the 19th.
You raced the 5th, right. So you raced the 5th. No, you didn't race the 5th.
Yes, we did.
You did race the 5th.
Yes.
See, what's today? Is it July? I've had some stressful couple weeks, so that's all. So you did race the 5th, and not this weekend, but in the on the 19th.
The 19th is the Sam Stringer Memorial.
Oh, yeah.
And I am working on Sherry Stringer, which is the wife of Sam Stringer, to come on the show.
The Tuesday before that
Tuesday
race.
Before. Okay. I believe that's the 15th.
Cool.
So that's in the works. Hopefully we can get her in. And
sounds good.
We'll go from there. Let her talk about the show, or let her talk about her promoting of that
particular event that they have
Stringer
every
race, yes.
annually.
Yeah, and what they raise the money for.
Right. And, of course, those are usually the West Coast Super Stock.
Well, it's all mods this year, no West Coast.
Oh.
It's all mods.
Really?
Nothing but mods, yes.
Oh. See, that's news to me. You always find out here at onwheelsnow.com and thebombernation.com, of course. So.
Yeah, they got a big purse up for the modified
race. Didn't know that.
Yep.
Do we know what that purse is?
Big purse. $1,500 to win right now.
Wow.
And it's paying down.
I do believe that it's $300 to start.
Oh.
Yes. But we'll get more into that next week. When we talk to Sherry.
So you can take your fenders off of your bombers and everything, make them look like modified.
Them guys work on that just fine. We don't need that.
We did that last week. But I was thinking working on getting you some dirt tires for your modified.
See, I guess if
how come it was silent for
well,
a while?
Well,
I know. It just went out the window.
I guess if Mark could put asphalt tires on his dirt car, then you could put dirt tires on your asphalt car, I guess.
Yeah, he runs that number 5 on all tracks, and all he does is take tires.
That was like a deer in headlight. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
I'm trying to think if that would work.
You want me to take one of my farm of cars racing? What's this? What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I know. That's another story. Oh,
that's a whole other show.
Yeah. We thought that you were going to make the 4th of July show.
I was going to.
That's what...
I thought Gary was...
That's what we thought.
I did go out there.
I was there.
I did go out there
too.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Sorry again, I didn't make it to that show, but I wish I would have. It was a cool night of racing. Of course, Tim Richter has been doing a great job out there at LVMS.
And from what I understand, that I heard Mr. Danny Fitzgerald is race director out there now.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no way!
So.
And Danny Fitzgerald won this past weekend in Pahrump.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
he is
up in the tower.
Yes.
For the flags, all the calls and lineup. I understand it's Dan the Man Fitzgerald.
Do you know how that all came about? Or
nope.
Just
nope. But we are going to get him in here and find out.
There you go.
When I can't answer, but we're working on a lineup. So
cool. Again. You know, of course, Gary Wyatt here, a great job for always lining up, good show and making things interesting for all of us. You want to shoot him a Facebook message and say thank you to him directly if you have a chance. JJ, what are you looking at me all weird? Like, he's looking at me weird tonight. I don't know why.
Oh, he made it very interesting on the track this weekend, too.
Gary did?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it. I wish I would
on what?
The race Saturday night.
It was
you guys
a pretty
raced
good
in Pahrump. You guys raced in Pahrump, but I didn't. You know, I wish I would have looked at my own schedules and seen. I would have been able to come out and watch, but I don't know what I was thinking. I didn't. So
Chad didn't call you to announce at all.
Nope, he didn't call me this time.
Oh, we gotta fix that. Hey, Chad, anytime you need an announcer, call Mike.
Yeah.
Uh oh. So how'd it go out there? Pahrump Valley Speedway, of course. You go to pahrumpvalleyspeedway.com or to thebombernation.com website to find out more information about these guys racing at JC Motorsports. So what happened out there this past weekend?
We were lined up second in the divisions of the 7 divisions that ran out there. Different track again. A week before, we were dead last.
Yep.
And the race before that, we were
first. And now you're second to first.
First. Everybody, Chad rotates
it, okay.
He rotates all the divisions.
That's fair.
You
right.
know, with most definitely. Rotates all the divisions. We were second up, a little slippery out there. That to me is what makes it interesting.
Sure.
Last race, hard as a rock, ice slick.
Right.
You know, it's always different. It's not the same. Hit your spot, brake, roll, accelerate.
Right.
It's always different. Each track and the minis were out there. 2 heats ran before us. Gary and I were in second heat in the bombers, and we were Three and four came in great. One and two, I still could be out there trying to figure out.
Now,
one and two, sometimes a car comes, sometimes you figure out, sometimes you put the car where it needs to be. Uh-uh. Didn't happen. Had a nice jump in the heat, but again, two, I just couldn't figure it out. And Gary got the heat race win, and Vern was all over me.
Well,
the main event,
cool deal.
It just, and it went straight through into the main. That
now,
was it
extra wet? Because did it get rain out there or something?
No,
you know,
they didn't get rain. Had cloud cover.
Hmm.
Okay. And I'm sure the middle races, it looked nice and tacky for the middle races in the end of the night for the mods. But one and two just stayed slicker than heck.
So for when you
other
guys
figured it out real quick.
Really?
You know, I didn't. I didn't. Three and four, I made my time up in three
and four. Well, the key is to lift your foot off the gas pedal once in a while.
I don't know how many...
This is coming from a guy that says, huh, you want to put dirt tires on my mod?
Yeah.
You know, it's 20 laps. You go through these turns 20 times, and I'll always say the first one who figures out the track within the first two laps is going in front. And three and four I had down. One and two, I tried every angle.
Hmm.
I tried diamond cutting it. I tried sliding it. I tried driving it. I tried rolling it in.
I tried steering it in against somebody else.
I tried letting it settle. I tried kicking it out. It just didn't work for you. Didn't work.
Oh,
didn't
well.
Work at all.
But that's fun of,
you know,
of dirt. It is different.
Yeah,
you know,
had a good first two laps following Arlie, and then came the freight train, and from there I just went to the back. That's it.
If you know,
had a good race with Byrne.
Well, what did JC Motorsports come in on that race?
First and fourth.
First
Gary
and
won.
Fourth. Okay.
Yep. Gary figured it out early. Gary,
did you sneak your mirror back on? What the hell?
Gary
didn't
got it.
Sneak nothing.
Gary started sixth. Arlie was second.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
And,
nice finish for Arlie. That's,
yeah,
congrats.
Russ
finished third.
Russ started first.
Right.
Yeah.
Arlie finished third, I think.
Arlie
third.
Finished
okay.
third. Yeah, who? Gary won. Mike Lane took
okay.
second.
Okay.
Arlie finished third. And I looked it up, Arlie, you listening. That's the second time you finished ahead of me. It happened back in March when he got a second place finish. Mm-hmm. He says, oh, this is the first time I finished ahead of you. I says, well, I really don't want to burst your bubble. I says, that was one of my worst races I've ever had. But, no, everybody, once a video comes up, you know, on YouTube, then you can just see me lap by lap by lap go farther and farther back.
No, that's awesome.
I finished up fourth, but I think I was a whole half a track, three quarters of a track behind Gary and Mike.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, it just couldn't figure out one and two. It just wasn't. I, you know, was watching the other guys as they were going by me, and I tried their line, didn't work, and tried Arlie's line, didn't work. Tried Mike's line, didn't work, and eventually Vern was on my back bumper. I don't know what line he was running, but he caught me too, but I couldn't see what line he was running. Hmm. So, but it was fun.
Hey, it happens. If you're listening in and you want to cheer these guys on, of course, J.J. Nunn talking about his car. He races the Bomber Division out at Pahrump Valley Speedway in the number 33 black and red Ford.
Yep.
Black, is that a Ford? That's a Ford. What is that?
Mercury Cougar.
So
same thing
black,
as the Thunderbird.
Number 33. And, of course, Gary Wyatt in the blue and orange numbered 65 car.
I don't know. Gary had it figured out early. I, you know, don't know what he picked up on when the track came to his car, but you know, I don't know what he found.
I mean, usually your cars are pretty close, no matter what the track conditions are, so I don't wonder what went away on your car.
As Jay said, one and two was just nasty.
Hard to drive.
Yeah, just hard to drive through one and two.
Right.
Three and four was same thing. My car was hooked up going through three and four, mm-hmm. and that's where I gained most of my stuff through three and four.
And did they have all the divisions running again?
Yes. All but the mini mods. All but the mini mods.
Oh, mini mods.
I don't think the mini
there.
Mods
okay.
were there.
No. Dwarfs were out there. They had a nice showing in the
oh,
dwarfs.
Did they really? Okay.
Yep.
Do you have results?
Mods?
Photos?
No, I don't.
No.
Okay. Super stops.
I'm not allowed to have them no more.
So we won't talk about the results for Valley Speedway.
Unofficial.
But you guys did kind of see some of the divisions, I guess, who may have won.
Unofficially. I do know Ryan Lane won the mini stocks.
Okay.
Danny Fitzgerald won the super, or the modifieds, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see who won the super stock. Actually, I think Nash won the Steve Nash won the super stocks, and Belcher, the kid Belcher, Michael Belcher won the coupes.
Okay.
I know
those
Jerry,
are unofficial.
I know
unofficial.
Jerry Patrick finished fourth in the coupes. I saw her before we left. I didn't catch much of the racing at all.
So
too busy. We were at halftime. We set a table up down at the flag stand and signed a whole bunch of stuff. Kids were like, I don't know, 40, 50 deep.
You know, that
was signed hats and
stuff. You got to hand it to you guys. Just want to say, you know, for me personally, you know, I'm sure the parents want to thank you guys too, and don't know how, but if you can call into the show, of course, if you want to. But
sure.
Numbers, if not, go ahead.
702-685-8116. 702-685-8116.
It's important what you guys do for these kids. You know, they're up and coming fans, racers themselves, you know, as they get older, and just to sit down and sign autographs and just to have a little giveaway. You like to see every kid in there have something, you know. And, of course, different tracks do things different. When I was at LVMS over the weekend, they had their special event night. Of course, you were there, Gary, Thursday night. You get a ton of kids that go up in the front. And you know, not every one of them kids get anything. They hand out maybe five, six different things, you know, and you got 95% of the kids disappointed and 5% of the kids get something, you know. It should be the other way around. They have toys and giveaways are not that expensive.
The kids got...
I mean, they can be expensive.
We had a 45-minute intermission. We sat down and signed, and we had to hustle back. The mini-stock race was already 10 laps in by the time we got
to
the back.
It was a rush.
You know, we had regular baseball caps, red, white, and blue baseball caps, red, white, and blue cowboy hats, little change purses for the kids. What are those things, those balls and paddles? What are those things called?
They're like super balls that on a rubber band. You hit them against a
paddle.
Paddle
ball or something.
I'm sure the parents love those.
Oh, they were getting, those kids were getting those left and right.
You know what? And
one kid, Gary, yeah, the little girl says, I want one of those. And Gary says, you know what happens to that paddle when the ball breaks off?
And the little girl
was like, what? And I said, then mom will use that to smack your butt. Are you sure you want one of them? The little girl eyes wide open, looked at the mother, was like, and the mother girl is shaking her head.
As the little girl's like, I'll take a frisbee, please.
I'll take a change first.
Exactly. That's funny.
It was the expression on this little girl, her eyes wide open, you know, deer in headlights, like, is that what that's going to happen when he's going to use it? I can't break it.
That is funny.
It was cute.
That's
and all the kids
story.
Got something. They lined up. We had plenty of stuff. We even brought stuff home, signed some stuff in the pits
cool.
for some adults and kids.
Yeah, and now it's to the point where we're seeing stuff that we gave out four or five races ago that these kids are starting to still have. And,
right.
You know, and you
that's
don't want to
cool.
not give them something.
Exactly.
So we you know... Some of those kids are starting to get two and three and four stuff that
right.
we've given out, but You know, I can't remember them all. So it
but
just,
you know what? That's cool, though. That means they're becoming regulars. They're dragging the parents back out, making sure other families are coming. And it's great what you guys do. This, of course, comes out of JC Motorsports' pocket. They do this, you know, for the kids and the fans.
This is our prize money we put back into the track.
And then some. Not you just know, a few, and more. You know, you guys...
And then some.
Right.
It's really great
that you guys do that because, you know, I mean, and nothing against LVMS. I'm not saying anything against them, but it's good to see teams like yourself or, you know, to make sure these kids have something to take home with them. It's really cool.
The kids are coming to the fence now and say, I don't want a ruler. I have a ruler. I have a steering wheel cover. I want a toy truck. You know, that's how you hear these kids are coming back time and time again.
Pre-order.
They're picking and choosing, you know.
That's funny.
It's like, here's steering wheel cover. No, I don't have one of them. What else you got in the bag?
All right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's like, what else you got in the bag? And, you know, we threw out some pinkmail.org footballs.
Right.
That we got.
Here you go. As Jay just said, we threw out some pink mail, and we keep those back to throw out in the stands.
Sure.
They're just little styrofoam footballs.
Nerf footballs.
Yeah, with pinkmail.org on them. And so we kind of throw them across each other. So if Jay's to my left, I throw it to my left.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm to Jay's right, he throws it. It kind of crosses. Well, we all went to dinner after the race, and... Susan Griffith, which owns pinkmail.org, her mom ended up getting a football
that
we threw out.
That is funny.
And I'm like, you can get as many footballs as you want. You know?
Pop it over to
her. So we were teasing her about beating up a little
kid
for her football.
Yeah, that was her sign. See,
that's a different sign.
That's what she said. She goes, this one's signed.
Exactly.
That's so funny. No, that's a cool deal. You know, it's good to see.
It is. The kids love it.
Thank you,
know,
them and kids.
It's fun. I remember that. That was old school.
Of course, again. And when we go to throw them footballs out, and Jay and I, you know, we talk about what we're going to do. And when we start throwing those footballs out, all of a sudden there's no more kids at the fence.
Right.
They're all running back
in. About the length of.
They're all starting to run up the stairs to try to... you know, which that's like Jay says, you know, that's the fun of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
All the kids scatter.
It's great you guys do that. You know, it gives the kids something to look forward to every race. So, you know, and then again, this is from JC Motorsports. It's what you guys do to you know, for the fans, the kids, and so on. So that's really cool. Most tracks don't even do that, let alone teams. You know, so that's a really cool deal.
Yeah. It's fun.
Keep it
going
up.
Back, you know, it's I used to have that, you know, back at Freeport Speedway where I grew up. You know, this is what the races did, and I just think carrying it on. You know, maybe one of these kids someday will get in a race car and remember that.
Right.
I remember that. You know,
right.
I'll be dead and buried. You know, but. It's just something, it was a tradition that I grew up with and something that we started, I don't know, 3-4 years ago.
Right.
You know, I always carry stuff in the truck at the end of the night because there always seems to be one or two kids that don't get anything.
That didn't get something. That's cool.
Didn't get something.
For them, yeah.
Okay. And you know, parents, you welcome back to the pits.
Right.
You know, after the races are all over. You know,
do they do that in Pro?
They open the
gates to the people
yes.
to go to the pits.
Okay. Yes, but on that note, if they're going to go in the pits, just stay close to the track because all the cars exiting is on
so
the same road.
Be careful.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah. Which,
no light.
We invite all the fans to the pits after the race. So
cool.
You know, they're more than welcome. 95% of the time, we stay to the end.
Yes.
You know, this time. We skedaddled out of there. We had a obligation.
Cool.
So we left. But, yeah, bring the kids. I, you know, usually have something in the back of my truck, which I got to clean out. I mean, it's loaded. It's loaded,
there's,
you know, with stuff.
No kid
left behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's stuff he comes up with he comes up with that. I'm like, man, we gave that out last year. You know, I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah. You know, whether it's stickers, I got coloring books,
right.
I got a couple frisbees, I got a couple hats. You know, there's a few things that I have left just in case because
right.
we had found this out, you know, 2 years ago, and we handed all the stuff out at the fence, and you know, here comes mom with their little girl, and it was like. I'm sorry, I don't have anything else. You know,
yeah.
So it was one time I had taken my hat off
wow.
and signed it. And I had, Chad had, at the banquet,
mm-hmm.
Through the grab bag, I got a Prompt Valley Speedway hat. And I had nothing for this kid, so I took off my Prompt Valley Speedway
right.
hat and signed it, had Gary sign it, and was like, you know,
right.
just to make her happy. You know, then I had to go to Chad and
Get another one
out of there.
Oh, man. Cool, dude.
That sounds like a
fun
weekend of racing. And, of
it's
course,
fun.
If anything, yeah. it's great to be in front of the fans.
Yeah.
And
had a good crowd for 4th of July and the weekend, and everybody said
cool.
they're going away and everything. Had
nice.
a really, really great attendance. It was nice weather.
Now, did they have a JT there announcing? Is
no,
it?
He was racing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who the announcer was.
About that. Okay.
You know, during our race, the Nugget had some fireworks going
oh.
off.
Wow.
During our race. And one of the kids there in the pit. Go ahead.
No, that's what happened to JJ. He was watching the fireworks.
Yeah,
no wonder
so.
He couldn't figure out the one and two.
Yeah.
That answers all the
see
questions.
It going down
right,
the front
exactly.
stretch,
so. Now we know.
Anyways,
I was watching the wall going down there, too.
Okay, yeah, along with the fireworks.
There was a couple times that wall came mighty damn close. It took the, you know, I had a hard time getting through there, man. The wall kept on getting closer and closer and closer.
Right.
I was like, who's back there with a bulldozer pushing that thing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to take
you. One of the kids, and as Jay said, I won the race, and one of the kids leans over to Tim. He says, you know, Tim, I think they started lighting those fireworks off because they knew Gary was going to win.
That's funny. Probably your number one fan, huh?
Yeah, my only fan.
I thought they were lighting the fireworks off to shoot me to blow me up. That's
a whole different
bad I stunk it
two,
up.
Two whole different perspectives of your guys'
yeah.
racing. Hey, let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about some more. Of course, we're talking about Prompt Valley Speedway, your guys' race this past weekend, but some more racing fun coming up, and we'll talk about some of that. So.
Yeah, you want to call in. It's 702-685-8116. 702-685-8116. Love to hear from you.
See you after the break.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen!
The sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Pahrump Valley Speedway. Where? I said Pahrump Valley Speedway, your local dirt track. Take the kids or just get out of town for a night of exciting dirt track action. This quarter-mile diamond in the desert is just over the hump in Pahrump, the place to be on Saturday night with mini stocks, IMCA mods, cam coupes, and more. There's something for everybody at PahrumpValleySpeedway.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart, your used or old vehicle, and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I'm Mike Brock from PinkMail.org, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
And welcome back to On Wheels Now. Great show. I'm glad to have everybody here with us tonight. Thank you for being here, all our regulars and new listeners. I want to thank everybody for joining us. We're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. live in studio with, of course, the one, the only J.J. Nunn and the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt. So glad you could be with us. Of course, we talking about Pahrump Valley Speedway this past weekend, a 4th of July race at LVMS also. Of course, JJ's not allowed out there at LVMS. So you weren't out there, but you made it out there, huh, Gary?
Yes, what did
you think of the show?
I think there was a few very, very wrong calls, and it's just my opinion.
Again,
my opinion only.
Disclaimer that these are opinions of our each individual. So,
and then there was a few calls that were dead, on.
Dead on.
And as Jay said, Danny Fitzgerald is doing the directing
now.
Out
now
there,
was he so. Doing it this past weekend or
yes.
past race? Okay.
Yeah, he's from my understandings, is he's permanent there.
Okay.
From my understanding, Tim Richter is out in the pits wandering around out there.
Is he, so now instead of him being up in the glass, the eye in the sky, basically, he's out amongst the racers.
And Mr. Fitzgerald is the eye in the sky up there.
Really? Okay.
He calls the shots, and especially in the super stock race, I do believe he made a good right call.
Now, of course, if you didn't make it out Thursday night, they had a race at LVMS, their Night of Fire, their annual Night of Fire, as they do every year. Great show. Of course, LVMS, the Bullring, one of the premier West Coast tracks out here, asphalt, 3/8 mile. Tim Richter runs it, doing a great job the last couple years. Now they do a special event there every year, and they had the 76-lap super late model race.
Right.
They had was it a 35-lap, Gary? Do you remember the Super Stock race?
Yes, 35 laps.
And then, of course, they've had the Thunder cars, the Legends, Bandoleros, all those, their usual.
They had the Grand American Modifieds.
And the Grand American Modifieds.
Yes.
That's right.
Irwin guy won again.
Jason Irwin.
Jason Irwin. I can't keep up with his name.
He did double duty. He races the Legends, and I believe he won.
The Legends.
Legends and his
modifieds. And speaking of double duty, Justin Johnson did double duty. He won the Thunder Roadster, which started dead last, and there was, 12 of them?
That's the most. I think it was maybe 14, because that's the most Thunder Roadsters I've seen at that track ever. was Thursday night. So.
Yes, and he started dead last, and he won. In the Thunder Roadster, Justin Johnson, and then he started second in the Super Stock race, which the
Super
Late Model, and he ended up winning. That particular car is owned by Chuck Trickle.
Beautiful car.
Beautiful
and
car.
From my understanding, Chris Trickle is going to be.
Yes.
Piloting that car the upcoming race, August 30th, in the Labor Day weekend race.
He'll be 14 or 15, and he'll be able to run that.
Wow.
And
it's fun watching these kids, progress up the ladder. Of course, we got to see him jump up into the Legends car, the little Chris.
Yeah.
And then now, of course, getting into a full-size super late model. That's going to be something else to see.
He got three of them to run,
Wow.
He's got three of them super late models. I keep saying super stock, super late models. And then, of course, our very own Kaylee Barker.
Yep.
She was holding her own there for a while. She looked like she can get through one and two a little bit better. Right. And as Ron Hess said on the show, that they're working on getting that car to turn. So.
Right. Well, you know, it's once they get it figured out, get it dialed in, you know, it's just going to take off from there. Just like, I mean, look at Gafferini. You know, that old car he has, once you get them things dialed in and you keep up to date with the updates on them and all that throughout the years, they just stay up front. You know, they're good, you know, good solid cars. These super late models are all competitive, and it's nice to see Kaylee up there. She actually did fairly well. You know?
They just released July 7th the points.
Okay.
If you want to hear the top five for all the divisions.
Let's do that.
And now this is an LVMS.
This is the NASCAR Super Late Models. Scott Gafferini is 20 points up on David Anderson. Then in third, Dennis Rock, Kaylee Barker sitting fourth, and Stan Mullis is sitting fifth. That's your top five in Super Late Models.
Cool.
And the Superstocks, Vinny Raiucci Jr., only leads Jason Kaiser by 8 points, with Bill Goodwin not far behind. He's about 20 points out, 23 points out in third, and John Spilatro fourth, with Robert Negrete Jr. in the fifth spot. Now, the NASCAR Bombers, a lot has changed with that. It was just three races ago, Don Sargent was 70 points up on Martin Sullins, and is now only 19. Mr. Don Sargent is leading the points, but he declined post-race inspection on July 4th and lost a lot of points. Martin Sullins was declared the winner of the race, and now Martin is sitting second behind Don. It's tightened up quite a bit.
He gained a lot of points.
Yeah. So Adam Simon is sitting there with 380 points, and Jim Merlino fourth, and then Rich Hamm is fifth.
Cool.
And that's your Bomber division. Martin Sullins knocking on the door. Knocking on the door of Donnie Boy there. So, Grand American Modifieds, Jason Irwin, who we spoke of pulling double duty, is sitting first in that division with second,
Scott,
your buddy.
Mr. Oz.
Mr. Oz sitting second with Tom Fundenstein third. Marty DeLuca coming out of the Bomber divisions and going modified racing. And then Steve Durbin sits fifth.
He Marty runs the Bombers when the
modified
event runs. Yes.
So he's jumping back and forth, but on different dates. The Legend Cars Pro Division: Peyton Saxton, Jason Irwin second, Brian Grendon third, Chris Trickle sitting fourth, and Zane fifth. Zane Smith sitting fifth. The Legend Car Master is Michael Todd Glazier leading that points. TJ Clark in second, and he's only 8 points behind in that division in second. Gina Tillman third, and Brian Lane fourth. Jeff King fifth. Now, the Legend Car Semi-Pro, it's pretty much wrapped up. You have Devin Lane with 538 points and Brian Williams 240 points. So, big gap there. Third is Parker Thomas. Fourth is Robbie Lyons. And fifth is Tim Mangini.
Okay.
Your Legend Car Young Lions, Jordan Dean leads that over Cameron Morgan. Noah Gregson sitting third. Riley Herbst fourth. And Shane Skaggs. Thunder Cars, otherwise known as Thunder Roasters.
Right.
They call them the USLCI Thunder Cars. Chris Bosley is leading that. Got a big lead over Travis Boyle, only 14 points.
Wow.
So that's going to come down to the end of the season in October. Third, Josh Quartero, Doug Germano sitting fourth, and Brian Reed. This is a heck of a sponsor here. Let's put it this way. The Bandolero Outlaws.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Better.
All right. I feel sorry for those announcers out there, man. 5 minutes later, they get to say Bandolero Outlaws. One, Joey Panessa sitting is actually tied with Caden Carlin for first. Sitting third is Philip Root. Dylan Smotherman sitting fourth. And Kyle Jacks is fifth. Then the Bandolero Bandits. Diesel West is leading the points there. And Diesel was down at Pahrump Valley Speedway.
Was he really? Okay.
Yep. He was a little surprised. I came up to him and said, "Hey, Diesel, how you doing?"
No way. That's funny.
Yeah. And he turned around and looked. He was like, "Who's this? Somebody knows me?"
Yeah,
I know. Caught him off guard, right, guys?
Oh, yeah. He was in line, matter of fact.
That's funny.
And I personally, I've heard of the kid. I just don't know who he is.
Right.
And JJ's the one that said, "Hey, that's Diesel West from
now,
Vegas."
How did you know that?
He's looking to get a sprint car.
A mini
run midget.
No,
he has
ran a midget. He has a midget. He ran the last race of the midget.
So,
oh, that's right. He did.
Yes.
I remember his.
He's getting seat time outside of the Bando. Second in points, Mason Sargent. Then Gino Moretti. There's Gina, and then there's Gino Moretti.
Oh, they're brothers and sisters.
Sister.
Cool.
Yep. And they're sitting third and fourth. And fifth, our very own R.J. Smotherman
top five. Cool.
So, yeah, Diesel and R.J. were hanging. R.J. was explaining to Diesel everything, you know.
Everything
said,
dirt.
This is how we pack, and this is how we stage.
It won't be long before you see another young kid out there.
You never know. Might see Diesel out there for sure. So that's as of July 7th. That is your current updated points for LVMS, and I believe they come back. They're on their annual summer break.
Yep, the summer break,
and they come back the 31st,
August 30th.
Yeah. So,
and while you were reading those, I got a text message that says that Sargent sold both of his bombers.
Don.
Yes.
Now, that was something I wanted to ask. Of course, if you want to see these results and other results for other races, you can go to www.thebombernation.com. You can also click on the message boards, but on the first page when you go there, you're going to scroll down and see all the results and information. But I want to ask you guys, you know, from an inside point, you know, as being bomber drivers, whether it's dirt or whatever, what have you heard about the you know, him getting, like turning down the post-race inspection or anything? Have you heard anything? Or
no, I haven't heard nothing.
Okay. I mean, was there a reason why? Don't know?
He chose not to pull his heads, which that's what they were inspecting.
Which I can understand. That's a lot of work, man. Especially depending on who you have on your team. I don't know. You guys have probably been through that before. I don't know.
Had heads pulled.
Okay.
Valve covers, heads. We've had shocks pulled.
Now,
springs. We've had our springs pulled.
Rear gears pulled.
Now,
yep.
And I want to. I don't know Don Sargent's team and who he has working on his stuff. I know when I used to race some of these, like the super stocks and different divisions, the mini stocks and stuff, I was a one man show. So when they told me to pull an intake manifold or something, that's a big job, you know,
for a one man show.
I have to run by myself, you know. So I can understand if somebody says pull your heads and you say, "Hey, is it worth it to me?" I guess sitting in first place points, it would be worth it. But
it's check and balance. Okay, when I was asked to yank him, okay.
JJ had the deer in headlight look.
Well, what do you mean?
I don't even
look
like a wrench.
Are there one or two heads here? What do I pull?
Hey, if I don't know, if it don't take gas, I don't know where it's at.
Because I had to ask the guy, I said, "What's the head, and do we have," he said two of them in there. It's one on the left and right side. No, at the time, and I don't know what the pay scale. It used to be $100.
Sure.
Under 16 cars, it was $100. Okay. And it cost $160 to get new gaskets.
Okay.
And that doesn't count for the time. Because if you're pulling the heads, you got to replace the gaskets.
Head gaskets.
Okay. And intake manifold gaskets.
That's a good job.
If it was 16 cars or more, you got $200.
Right.
Okay.
you know, and no, a lot of us are not in this for the money, but it, I refuse. I was like, you know, you're gonna give me $160 for my gaskets because I didn't even win in the ass form.
Right.
Now, I'm sitting third, and I'm looking at like $25 because it was $150
right.
and $25. I'm like, I'm out $145 here. If I give you my heads, do you think I'm,
so,
you know,
so
it didn't make
I
sense to me.
I understand the Jim Marlino. John, is that his name?
Jim Marlino.
He refused to pull heads as well.
See, so it depends on strategy, I guess. How many points you're ahead, what the cost might be to pull the heads versus, I mean, they might ask to pull the heads next race too, I guess. You know, they could, they randomly, I think, randomly choose different things to tech post-race.
You know, if I was winning $500, I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll pull them because, all right, I'll lose, you know, to get my $500.
Right.
Or
if you're in a point battle,
fine. Yeah. I'm gonna give you $160.
Or if
you're
in a points battle, yeah,
I'm gonna get my money to replace my gaskets. Okay, so I'm still up $340.
Right.
I get, you know, that's not the case. They're not getting $500. They're not getting $250. You know, from what I know, 16 cars and under. And you're looking at $100 to win.
Right. Now, real quick, if you're a fan listening and you don't know what a post-race inspection is, you got a pre-race inspection, post-race inspection. Usually pre-race inspections, safety checks, make sure your safety equipment's good, maybe check your different divisions, you'll check your weight. But usually you have a post-race inspection for the top five typically, and sometimes, I don't know if they do it out at LVMS, but a random sixth place. Like, they'll just pick somebody off the line for a sixth place
car. Generally, it's a top five. Down in Pahrump, it's the top four go through tech.
And then
we all go through a pre-race check.
Right. And usually safety. And then, of course, the post-race is for performance or to see if something's outside of the rules. You know, if somebody's pushing the gray areas or anything of the rules. So they'll randomly inspect whether it's heads, carburetor, whatever is random that night.
They used to bring the top five in.
Yep.
Okay, and under the discretion of the race director, and it was Mike Stafford
at the time. Okay, when you were
at the time
out there.
And Andy
right.
Adamczyk, he would pull any car he wanted.
Right.
Okay, he pulled the 10th place car.
Right, and that's what they used to do, top five and a random.
Yeah,
is what they used to do. So,
you know, and it, just to keep everybody honest, you didn't know. Sometime he pulled seventh. I saw him pull a 15th place car and be like, okay, you know, all right. That it kept it wide open.
Right.
You know, you didn't know. I'm 15th, and I get ass pulled heads, you know. I mean, and they do something. They don't do that in the middle of the season. They're on a break, so they got time to fix it. It isn't like they have to come back to race next week.
Right.
Or
now,
the following week.
And I know what you're talking about back in the days of the Stafford days and so on. Sometimes you'd race weekly, and to get your car put back together for next week's race, it was a struggle.
Dude, we had 1 year, what was that, 2004? We went seven races
right, in a row.
In a row, right.
Yep.
I mean,
we'll get
right up to break.
Right, and that's tough.
Okay.
We won't get too far off subject of how many races, but let's keep on track with like rules and the post-race inspection. You guys been through that. So any thoughts on maybe – I mean, you just got a text, I don't know the source, but that – two of his bombers? Is that one of the bombers he has currently
it
racing?
Just says two of
so you don't
he
know
sold both of his bombers.
So he has no bombers and he probably won't be back.
He just surrendered the championship.
The championship to...
You know.
Now, we don't know if that's... I don't know the source. I don't know if you're going to see him back out there next week or not. Maybe he sold two and bought another one. I don't know. We don't know the details of that. We're just throwing it out there. But didn't his son get DQ'd also on the same night?
For a gasket. I don't know what the gasket was.
I don't know. I think they have a gasket rule like in the Bandos, you know, for the heads or something like that. Because you can buy different lengths of gaskets for different things.
I'm being told one of the reasons he refused tech was engine was 240 degrees and it was 112 outside and it was just... And they've already pulled heads twice this year.
And they wanted you to pull heads right away.
So just too hot to bother is...
Right.
Now... that may be true. I mean, if,
right.
you're,
exactly.
if your motor is 200 degrees, you're not going to jump in there and start pulling the heads.
No, you have to wait.
Of course, JJ would go to the gas tank and open the lid to see what's down there. But
pour some gas.
Don't you have a camera? Can't you go in through this way? Through the exhaust?
Let me put some water in my gas tank to
cool
it down.
You can go through the exhaust.
How about you look at it like that? You know, so there's a number of reasons. Whether they're right or wrong, it's hard to tell. Of course, you know, racers, we're always right.
So
the
oh,
officials
yeah.
are never, never
right.
But,
all of them officials are never right.
We've been
That's
out
our
there.
Opinion, though.
We've been out there with the temp gauge.
Right.
Where the parking lot was 121 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Easily.
Just
the,
easily. Just yeah. the blacktop right. is 121 degrees.
Right.
Okay. You don't want to start climbing underneath the car. Or,
right.
Well, the heads you go through the top, I guess. But
if you know where the heads are. Right. You know, and, but, you know,
hey,
in the...
That was directed to JJ.
I just drive these things.
Okay. Well,
okay? I just drive them. Gary and Tim, they take care of the mechanic. Gary doesn't want me working on the car. When tech asks me for something, I'm looking for Gary and Tim. I tell them, I just drive this thing.
You're like Jeff Gordon. You just show up and drive, huh? What is this? How do I get in this program? But you know, and on the track,
keep giving me headaches. You'll get to have to stay away until it's ready.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and on the track defense, everybody, you know, that got pulled in has the same tech. They all have to pull their heads, and apparently he may have been one of the two only ones that. You said there was another person that didn't pull
yeah,
the heads, but the other three did.
Yes.
So of the top five. So,
and by the way, Marty Solins was rewarded the win.
The first, yeah,
the
first
because one refused.
Okay.
So
it makes it for a long night.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I trust me.
Then
I
it
know.
Makes it for pushing your car to the pits.
Yep.
Okay.
Pushing
and
them,
and
yeah.
and when we had springs come off, okay, and rear ends
right.
and heads. All right, by the end of the night, those tow truck drivers are off the clock.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're not getting pushed out of tech.
Right.
Okay, you got to get your truck, got to get your trailer, and you got to get, you know, but should you have a winch? Yeah, but some of us don't.
Right. Well, that's practice for you because you should probably,
you know,
next time you should probably have a winch when you go out there. Because,
yeah.
you know, when you move up into different
Well,
divisions.
And I've said, you know, most, or I should say a lot, of those racers even struggle to get out there, let alone spending another $60 or $70 on gaskets, or as Jay, you know.
Right.
So
you're buying some cheap gaskets, man.
Well, you know, Jay right. keeps saying when we had springs pulled, shocks pulled, carburetors pulled, rear ends
but,
checked. That stuff don't cost us money to
right.
put back on the car.
But you know what? In fairness, too, you know, I see both sides. I'm sure we all do. You can't have guys running away with it, you know. And so you need these type of inspections once in a while to pull heads and make sure guys aren't whatever, you know, porting, you know, their heads or doing whatever they're inspecting for.
I'm all for key. I don't mean to interrupt. I'm all for keeping a level
yes.
playing ground. Okay, I got no problem. Just make the prize money worth it.
Right.
Yes. There you go.
Okay. Let me put it like that. If you're going to ask me to pull heads and I got to drop a
right.
chunk of change, hey, send me the money.
And again, I don't know what the
okay.
prize money is of LVMS.
You
maybe,
know,
maybe it's up there now.
I'm not. You know
I
what?
Know.
I am gonna. I will find out.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Exactly. There
I'm
you
not
go.
Gonna discredit. I'm not gonna discredit Tim Richter.
Right. No way. Exactly.
For doing this.
He's,
I mean, if the you know he's trying to keep a level
yep.
playing field. I understand that. So did Mike. So did Andy Adamczyk, director before that, and so did David Setzer when we started.
But I think we see more consistency with Tim Richter today than we have ever in
you know.
The past. I'm not racing out there, so I don't know the behind the scenes of it. But from what I hear, Tim Richter is doing a better job than anybody has in the past so far. You know, but again, I don't
you're
know what the,
there,
I don't know what the prize money is and all that.
You're,
so.
You're out there the whole day. You just ran Saturday, 4 days before. You're back out there again, spending your hard-earned money. You're looking to go have fun.
But if you got a guy running away with it, are you going to be the same guy that's complaining about the guy's motor? You know what I mean? If he's lapping everybody, you got to have some kind of balance to
I
say.
I can understand.
You know,
I'm not knocking
right.
Tim Richter. I'm not knocking Don Sargent
right.
either.
Right.
Okay. You're out there 4 days later. Okay. Like he says, your motor's over 200 degrees. It's 116 degrees outside.
Right.
You've just spent 6 hours out there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I know. It's a long day.
And you're like, okay, I'm going to win $100 tonight.
Right.
But now I got another 6 hours worth of work to put
right.
this thing back together.
Right. And maybe it's the incentive for the third, fourth, and fifth place person, because if the second place in points don't pull their head, they move up. You know, maybe that was their incentive. But I don't know the details. Maybe they said, hey, by the end of the night, we need to pull these heads, or I don't know what the details were.
That,
you know,
to me isn't fun.
To cool down. But, hey, we only got a few minutes left. Let's talk about your sponsors real quick, and then I want to thank a couple people also after you get done. I know you guys have a list
definitely.
Of sponsors that help
Nevada
keep you
Pick Apart,
right.
Steve at Nevada Pick Apart, Camp Out. I want to thank Anthony at Camp Out, Reliable Banner, Mike. Go see Mike. Phil and Jim at Pickart Radiator. Dale and Nick at D&N Equipment, and, of course, Mike and Sue at pinkmail.org. Thanks for everything that you guys do for us. We really appreciate it.
It keeps racers racing. If you're out there at the track, whether you're at the Bullring, Pahrump, or any racetrack, look at the cars, look at the sponsors, look at the billboards, visit the local businesses that help keep racers racing. I want to thank Mark Allison for being here last week. Smart guy, not just in racing, but just he's got his head on straight. He has common sense. Everything that comes out of his mouth makes sense, you know. So a great guy to listen to, Mark Allison, anytime we have him on the show.
He's fun.
He's
a great talent to watch.
Yeah,
you want to learn something, keep an eye on that 5 or that 14 modified.
Now, he's up at Rocky Mountain Racing this
weekend. Saturday,
right.
Yeah, this past weekend, and I forgot to call
him
and see what was up with
you
that.
You didn't call the world famous St. Alderman?
No, I didn't.
Whoa.
Actually, to be honest with you, I didn't think about it. Hey.
You don't have his picture on you?
I have nothing else going on in my life except for to see what them two are doing.
Yeah, you got nothing else going on.
We should bring him in next week, man. I can imagine the stories this time around.
So, you know.
With an exception of that, I'm working on Stringer. For
right.
That.
Yes,
right.
Sherry
so
Stringer, definitely.
We will get Mark Allison and Thane Alderman back in here at some point.
Of course, so listening to last week's show, of course, I miss all the good shows, but I listened to him. He was talking about this mile dirt track. You know, I'd be interested in finding out more about that. You know, a 1 mile long dirt track? Come on.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to me. So we got a half mile, of course, out here at the LBMS. But
that was like our Daytona when I had the tuna boat, the 76 Buick with the 455 in it. Oh, talk about winding that thing up.
Yeah, that's
fun.
I've been on that track with my
1 mile?
Charger. Yeah, that would be crazy. Anyways, make sure you visit www.thebombernation.com website. Click on the message board link. Post something. Find out who's talking about you. You want to go there? I go there every time I'm not doing anything. I save it in my bookmarks. So you want to go there to thebombernation.com. Find out the schedules of the latest races. And go to the message board. See who's talking about
definitely.
You. Somebody's talking about
you.
I guarantee it. Go on there and find out.
I was allowed to get back on again. My
you're
band,
getting privileges?
I'm back on. I got privileges. They gave me another signing code. So I'm back on, yeah.
Yeah, of course, Vern.
Tell me what you think. You got
Vern's
something to say
on there, right? The
yeah,
rope.
Vern.
And I
got
to thank Glenn for keeping up on that.
Yep,
he does a great job on
keeping. Is he still up north in Cal? He's not down south?
No, he's up
north.
Well,
keep that north, the northern Cal going.
We got about a minute left.
Okay.
And if I don't say it, I'm going to get my throat sliced. So,
say it.
I need to say happy anniversary to my wife. She is in California. It's our eighth
what a better way to spend your anniversary is away from your spouse.
That's right.
Leave it to a racer to have it that way. Hey, join us live every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Next week's show should be a great one, working on Stringer. We'll have more information on the Sam Stringer Memorial Race next week. So see you next week here live on Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Happy anniversary, Kay. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening.